is the art of charm. Learn everything you need to know to crush it in business, love, and life. The art of charm is where ordinary guys become extraordinary men.
Hey guys, it's time for Fan Mail Friday, where I'll be answering your questions and dropping some knowledge and tactics to help you kick the weekend off right. If you're new to the Art of Charm podcast, this is not a great place to start. Most of our content is much more in-depth and longer format, so check out the best of at theartofcharm.com/best or the fundamentals toolbox at theartofcharm.com/toolbox. That's where we cut down all the fundamentals like body language, eye contact, attraction, dating, negotiation, etc. All right, let's cut to it. So I got an interesting note from somebody who also I found asked this question later on Quora, and there was a bomb answer there by my boy Kai Peter Chang. So I'm going to read his answer, which I 1000% agree with, to this exact same question. The question goes a little something like this. What's my social status? Should I date up or should I date down? I see many references to one's social status, such as date up and marry up, etc. So what's my social status? I'm 33, white, single, healthy. I have a degree in computer science and I make $110,000 a year. What's the social status of this woman? 28, Chinese, single, healthy, worthless degree, $70,000 a year. If we date, who'll be dating up and who'll be dating down? His answer, priceless, Kai Peter Chang, the answer for the win. My guess is you're a white guy with a semi-attractive Asian woman, and you're wondering if you've maxed out or whether it's possible to trade up to a prettier, younger model. The answer is probably not. The fact that you're trawling for affirmation anonymously online and feel the need to broadcast that your girlfriend has a quote-unquote worthless degree, which, combined with her work ethic and skill set, somehow still commands a respectable $70,000 salary, tells me a lot about you. None of it is good, I'm afraid. I'm almost certain you don't tell her your opinion of her degree. You're welcome to prove me wrong, but I doubt it. So it's clear you were also in the habit of looking down and, you know, shit-talking those you're supposedly partnering with behind their backs to strangers. So by your own words, you've damned yourself. A bottom-feeding Asiaphile who should be on your knees every night thanking God or whoever you pray to that an employed, college-educated, healthy woman would grace you with her affections. If you're the praying type, pray that she never finds this question or knows what you truly think of her. On her end, she could clearly do better than you. But my guess is you've successfully beaten her self-esteem down so low that she's willing to settle for the tepid love of somebody willing to slur her to strangers. Better lock this one down before some other guy who actually respects women discovers her and pries her from your needy grasp. Alternately, you can move to Asia, where you can more effectively lord your $110,000 a year income and whiteness for even better ROI, return on investment. Your call. Served by Kai Peter Chang. Thanks so much for Quora. God, I love that site. Another question from a listener. Hey, Jordan, what's up, man? A bit of awkward social advice. I opened my laptop in class and a porn video resumed with the speakers on basically full blast. What should I do? Do you think I should drop the class or just pretend like nothing happened? Now, this is a tough one because I feel for you big time. I feel like this is every guy's kind of worst nightmare. Even guys that are like, I would never be that dumb. You know that you could just totally put yourself in this guy's shoes and really be feeling this guy's pain. And so not only should you drop this class, you should probably transfer schools to another university in another state. No, but for real, I think what you should do is probably, if it's really embarrassing and people are looking at you, commenting to you, yes, drop the class. The idea is, though, honestly, there's going to be people that recognize you from that class, depending on how big your school is. And it might help to drop the class just so people don't see you every day and recognize you as that guy. People might forget that it was you and still see that it happened. I hope it wasn't a very important class. And yes, you could probably be the better person and, you know, not worry about it. But I'll be real with you. That would get to me as well if that happened. Not that there's anything you really have to be ashamed of. It's just awkward. And frankly, people could make a bigger deal out of it than necessary. And that would be consequences or a set of consequences that you really just don't need to deal with, especially if we're talking about intro to anthropology or something like that. So yeah, bounce, take the class again another semester, and don't worry about it. And of course, another letter about the race issue that we had been attacking earlier last few shows. I just want to put it to bed, of course, but I still enjoy the feedback on this one. Hey, Jordan, Bruce here. Wanted to reach out to you. I've been putting off emailing you because I think it has to be this long explanation, and I just want to give you the quick and dirty. I'm your typical black man from the projects that has struggled with obeying the law. I'm a professional tax accountant now, and I've launched a few businesses, not really successful because my aim was low. I'm 35, and I'm really trying to map out my escape from corporate. My entrepreneurial spirit shows in my job through process improvements. I'm an introvert with great natural people skills. I'm always looking to help others, but with no plan. The more I move up, the further away I am from friends and family, and I struggle to build long-lasting relationships with people that are in positions to help me because of being from where I'm from. I'm a relatively late bloomer. I'm just looking to getting focused on one thing and going after it, but I'm involved in a lot. I'm spinning my wheels, so to speak. I also heard one of your black listeners say something to the effect of not being able to use what you teach on the south side of Chicago or wherever he is, and he's talking about Queens, of course. I would say continue doing it the way you are, because those that want to make it, no matter where they come from, will ally themselves to whatever they learn. Some of my biggest breakthroughs have come from people that had a completely different upbringing. And then of course, he says, sorry, I sent this from an iPhone. That's funny. Listen, Bruce, awesome letter. I totally understand that you feel like you're, and you are, yeah, all political BS aside, you are at a disadvantage being a minority from the projects, but you have overcome that disadvantage in large part. You're a professional tax accountant. Congratulations. I know that's no easy feat. That's what my girlfriend does. And you say you've launched a few businesses, but they're not that successful. You're 35. Any business that you launch that doesn't cost you your entire life savings with no return is a success if you've learned anything from it. Your entrepreneurial spirit shows in your job through process improvements. That's great. Don't undersell that. Don't underestimate the value of coming up with process improvements inside your own job. In fact, there's a term for it. It's called intrapreneur, and it's just as valuable. Yes, it's great to start and run your own business. It's just as good in many cases to be an intrapreneur and innovate inside the workplace where you are. And often enough, that itself will lead to a successful entrepreneurial venture or small business where you start to solve problems that your industry has in a way that nobody else is looking at. So definitely do not sell yourself short, man. I know it can probably be really tempting to go, well, I'm from this place and therefore I'm at a big disadvantage. You can catch up if you haven't already. And yes, you might not have grown up surrounded by genius entrepreneurial spirit. However, that no longer matters. Forget all of that as much as you can. And you're right. Ally yourself with people that are going to help you move forward. This is what this show is about. So thank you for your letter, man. You rock. I really appreciate it. All right.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners. I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's KAJABI.com/charm.
Go to Kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed that. Don't forget, you can reach me at jordan@theartofcharm.com. I read everything and I'd love to hear from you. More on The Art of Charm at theartofcharm.com, of course. Now have a great weekend. Get out there and connect and leave everyone better than you found them.
Thanks for listening to The Art of Charm. Get more confidence, relationship skills, life hacks, and everything for the extraordinary man at theartofcharmpodcast.com.